Wish FM Breakfast with Chris Milo.
Monday.
The pictures over the weekend of Prince George, more of them coming out today. And news, a lot of comparisons to his dad as a baby. I don't see it. You look at the picture of him, you think he doesn't look like he's... You've got to really strain there to see the similarities. apparently the makers, you know, the woolly tank top he's got on with those cinches, they've sold out.
What a surprise.
Already they are out of stock.
And those shorts as well, aren't they?
Can someone please take Prince George to Next to get him some decent kids' clothes?
He should be wearing a hoodie.
You've got to get him a hoodie, but jeans. Surely jeans.
If they're hanging around with Beyonce and Jay-Z, he should be at least dressed a bit more modern.
Back to front.
Exactly.
Shades.
Yeah.
And a big gold chain on his neck. So that should have been the Christmas Prince George photo, shouldn't it? Get him some decent clothes, not shorts and long socks and sandals. Please, get him sorted. Going back to... Paul Ivory's here. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Tell us what you do, Paul. Tell us what you do.
I work at Aintree Hospital, helping people help people.
Okay. You told me you're an organisation... What is it? An organisation...
Organisation development, yeah.
Right, brilliant,
yeah,
okay. So you're travelling to Aintree from Whitley, is that right?
From Whitley, that's where I live, yeah.
What have you been up to over the weekend, Paul?
Just some domestic stuff. Doing a bit of tiling in the kitchen.
What, you've not been doing Christmassy things, Paul? You've been tiling? What are you doing, man?
They have rosy cheeks and a green hat on, if that counts.
Really? You're like a Christmas elf. Right, Paul.
That's exactly it.
We've got tickets for you here for Head Up Park Racecourse. We're horsing around with the kids at Sutton Oak Primary School in St Helens this week. This is Evie, Sophie, Abigail, Connor and Matthew describing something Christmassy. Have a listen.
It's green. It's pretty. It smells nice. It's sparkly. You put an object on top. Have you put yours up yet?
Paul, for Head Up Park Racecourse tickets, what are they describing?
I think it might be a Christmas tree, Chris.
Here's my little lad Finn to see if you're right.
It's a Christmas tree.
It is a Christmas tree. Paul, you've won tickets for Head Up Park Racecourse on Saturday, my friend. Well done.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Chris.
Have a great day working at Aintree Hospital as well. You've got a racecourse just around the corner there. You can wave hello.
Just run away. We will do that, OK?
Thanks, Paul.
That's great. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Ho, ho, ho. Good morning, Grace. Hello.
Hello, Chris
Milo. Hello, Grace Smith. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, good. So, which school do you go to, Grace?
Carmel.
Carmel Primary School. So, how old are you? You sound about 15. How old are you, Grace?
7.
You're only 7? You're missing. Okay. So, who's your favourite teacher at school, Grace? Who do you love seeing every day?
Miss Lloyd.
She's your favourite, is she? We talked about nativities this morning, and I understand you miss... Why didn't you appear in your school nativity this year, Grace?
I was poorly.
You were poorly! What were you going to be if you'd been in your nativity? What part did you play?
A narrator.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be a narrator. Well, so have you got a Christmas party this week? Are you going to be having a Christmas party or something like that this week at school?
Yeah.
Oh, have you got, like, a dress and something nice to wear?
Yeah.
Oh, splendid. Well, Grace, you've been our star of the day on the school run song today. You better say hello to your friends. Who are your best friends at school?
Emily and Ruby.
Oh, hello to you two. And what song do you want as your school run song? Do you want to introduce it for us, Grace?
Yeah.
Go on.
Next up on Wish FM is I Don't Care by Cheryl.
Oh, you could do my job every day, Grace. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Tuesday. If you go on Twitter, in fact, I should put this on Facebook as well, I'm useless with Facebook. The picture of the Wish FM newsroom decorations. I mean, I'm not a big decorations fan, I'll be honest. I don't see the point in spending hours putting lights on the outside of your house because I never see them. I'm inside my house. I don't want lights on the outside of my house for other people to benefit from. However, you've taken Scrooge decorations to a new level in the newsroom. Can you just, people haven't seen the photo, can you just describe them very quickly?
I've got the mangy leftovers of Lodge's Christmas decorations.
It looks like you've been to, at garden centres in January, they run the Christmas sale, they get rid of all the rubbish stock that nobody else wanted. It looks like you've been around there last January and just picked up all the absolute bobbins you could find.
It is a lot of tat.
What have you got? There's only three things, so tell us what. There's two things. What have you got?
There's some beads that were meant to go around a Christmas tree, but there are these golden beads that I've just kind of strung up along the ceiling.
On the roof, yes. And what's the other thing that you have? The Christmas tree?
A small black Christmas tree.
It's completely black.
Yeah. It's not even that festive. It's just a black Christmas tree.
Oh, we just posted a picture. If you look at the picture...
It doesn't even work. It's meant to light up and it doesn't.
Nicola on Twitter has suggested, have you used Adam Phillips' head as a bauble? Have a look at the photo there.
Wish FM School Run Song with Small Wonders Day Nursery. Now open on Sutton Road, Peasley Cross and Helens. Wish FM.
All right, we're looking for stars to come on the radio. Each day this week we're giving away family tickets to go and see Jack and the Beanstalk at the St Helens Theatre Royal. And our star of the day today is Michaela Horobin. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Okay.
Okay, are you getting ready to go to school? Which school do you go to?
St John's
EFM
School.
Ooh, get you. In your nice, smart blue uniform, yes, in Pemberton?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all ready to go. Are you getting all Christmas? You've got a Christmas party this week at school, I hear, is that right?
Yeah.
What's your teacher called?
Miss Mayers.
Miss Mayers. Is she very Christmassy? Does she get all excited for Christmas as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wonder what she's asked for Father Christmas for Christmas. What have you asked Father Christmas for Christmas? What do you want for this year?
A new doll.
A new doll?
Yeah.
Have you not got enough dolls, Michaela? I bet you've got hundreds of dolls, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. You need more friends, though. Your doll needs more friends. Yeah. So, you have requested a song this morning by which band? Who's your favourite band?
One Direction?
No! I bet you're like my little girl. Have you got One Direction stuff in your bedroom?
Yeah.
What have you got?
I've got 1D wallpaper.
You've got One Direction wallpaper?
Yeah.
Isn't that scary when you walk in and you see their faces looking at you? Must be horrible, isn't it?
No.
No? Who's your favourite?
Harry.
Oh, would you kiss him under the mistletoe, Michaela, would you?
No.
No? Oh, because boys smell, don't they? Is that right? Okay, who are your best friends, Michaela?
Hannah, Emma and Alyssa.
And Alyssa.
My little boy's called Stanley.
Oh, how old is he?
It'll be 2 in March.
Splendid. So, so you had your first Christmas last year. So this is second. I'm doing my maths here. So it's kind of cute, isn't it? Because our little lad's three and a half. So he's really kind of is he getting into the Christmas spirit? Is he kind of getting there with it? Does he understand what's going on?
Yeah, he does this year. Yeah, he keeps shouting reindeers all the time.
Oh, there could be worse things for him to be shouting, I'm sure. Well, as you'll know, having a toddler around the place, there are worse things. So, Mark, we have some tickets here to give away for Haydock Park Racecourse. All you need to do is tell me what these children from Sutton Oak are describing. Here they are. Have a listen.
It's glittery. It's colourful. Sparkly.
It's round. You can hang it up.
They can be plastic or glass.
Okay, so what are they describing there, Mark?
Describing a bauble, Chris.
A bauble. Here's my little lad, Finn. Let's see if you're right.
It's a bauble.
It is a bauble. Congratulations. Wednesday. Good morning, John.
Morning, Chris.
How are you? You're right?
Yeah, fine.
Excellent. This is John Hughes in St Helens. You just travelled from Ashton to start your day as doing what? What do you do?
Caretaker.
Caretaker. Where are you a caretaker at?
At Low Hall Street, St Helens.
Fantastic. All right, John, well, we've got some tickets here. We've got two county stand tickets for the Tommy Whittle Chase Day at Haydock Park on Racecourse on Saturday. I understand you're a bit of a racing buff, so I'm going to get some tips off you after. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so what are the kids from Sutton Oak Primary School in St Helens describing here? Have a listen.
Santa eats them.
It's yummy.
It's got pastry on.
It's got sugar spread across the top.
I don't like them. I like them.
For the Haydock Park Racecourse tickets, John, what are the kids describing?
Mince pies.
Let's see if you're right.
It's a mince pie.
It is a mince pie, John. Well done. You got the counter stand tickets for Saturday, my friend. Enjoy the racing. Thanks for coming on. Top 10 funniest jokes of 2014. We touched on a couple of these yesterday. We thought we'd share a few more with you this morning. What does the royal family play at Christmas instead of musical chairs?
I don't know. What do the royal family play at Christmas instead of musical chairs?
Well, remember, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. The one that you teased everyone with all day yesterday. What will be missing from Take That's Christmas stocking this year?
I don't know. What will be missing from Take That's Christmas stocking this year?
An orange! There you go. Worse than that. It's Chris Milo here with you. That's Chris Holdsworth. We've been talking about Christmas. Everyone's talking about Christmas at the moment. And yeah. I was watching TV with my little lad last night, and this ad popped up. Couldn't believe this is a present that you can buy for your little ones this Christmas. Have a listen.
Jimmy, stop picking your nose.
I'm just practicing for my new game.
Picking boogers. One of the pickies has a booger inside. Mix them up. Where's the booger now? Pick and find. A piggy booger here. Now play a game. The booger fun will never end. Picking boogers from Mega Blue.
That's right.
The picking boogers will never end.
The picking booger fun will never end. I could not believe that. I thought Doggy Doo Doo was the ultimate.
Yeah.
But you can pick in boogers now.
Excellent.
Unbelievable.
I look forward to that on Christmas Day.
Best present you ever opened on Christmas Day?
I don't know. Possibly. I can't remember. Maybe last year I got some Bluetooth headphones that you can kind of slip on when you go to sleep.
You're a big kid.
I know.
I was thinking, so Father Christmas brought you those. The best one I got when I was a kid was my Spectrum. Spectrum, you used to remember those? Yeah, I can remember it.
I got a Master System for Christmas.
It was a 48K memory. Spectrum. And my endearing memory, and if you're of my age, sort of nearly 40, you'll remember this sound. Right? That was the sound of the games loading. It used to put a cassette.
Yeah.
I won't even go into explaining to the kids what a cassette is, but anyway.
Wish FM School Run Song with Small Wonders Day Nursery. Now open on Sutton Road, Peasley Cross and Helens. Wish FM.
All right, we're giving away tickets for the Panto this week on the School Run Song. See Jack and the Beanstalk at St Helens Theatre Royal. And our little star of the day today is John James. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. You're just getting on the bus to go to school, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So you are going to school. Which school do you go to?
St Thomas the Martyr.
In Up Holland. So would you live in Up Holland, or how far is your bus? Where do you live?
No, Skelmersdale.
You what, sorry?
Skelmersdale.
You live in Skelmersdale, so you're getting your... How long are you on the bus for?
How long? About 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So you need to tell as many people in a couple of minutes. You need to tell as many people as possible that you're on Wish FM. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Get all the people on the bus to support you. Just turn your radio. You've got a little radio there next to you or something like that? There we go. Right, okay. So you're at St Thomas the Martyr. Who's your teacher, John?
Miss Davis.
Miss Davis, okay. And what do you love most about school?
Teaching.
You love the teachers, do you? Okay, fair enough. Well, not all of us did. So who are your mates? Say hello to your mates on the radio, John.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby? Is Bobby your best mate?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And you've picked out a school run song this morning. Which song do you want us to all listen to as we're going off to work this morning so we can sing along? What do you want to hear?
All of Me by John Legend.
All of John Legend. What a great song. Hey, John, you have a fabulous day at school. Hope your mate Bobby has a good day as well. And say hello to everybody on the bus from Wish FM. All right, John?
Hello.
Okay. See you later. Bye. Thursday. Hello, Abigail.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Just fine, or are you amazing this morning?
I'm amazing.
Have you got your school party today? Because school party's left, right and centre. Have you had your school party, or is it today, or what?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Did you dance with any of the boys, Abigail?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, you got all embarrassed now. I thought you were going to tell me some secrets then. So, which school do you go to? Tell us which school you go to, Abigail.
Sutton Oak.
Sutton Oak, okay. Whose class are you in?
Class 11.
You're in class, so you're top. So you're off to high school next year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so who's your teacher?
Miss Lewis.
Okay, so you get yourself, what have you asked for Christmas, Abigail? What are you hoping to get?
I want to get a bike.
You want to get a bike? Have you been a good girl all year, though? Well, that's the big question, isn't it? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've got a little sister, so you're in the top, your little sister. Go on, stick your little sister on. This is Amy. Go on, put Amy on as well. Might as well have a chat with her.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. So you're at Sutton Oak as well. So whose class are you in?
Class 8.
You're in class 8. Okay, so who are your best friends? Say hello to your best friends on the radio, Amy.
Okay.
Who are your best friends?
Abigail.
Yes.
Megan.
Yes.
And Ellie Jane.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, you have a great Christmas, Amy, won't you?
Okay.
Okay, right, put your sister back on. She can introduce your song. Abigail.
Hello.
Hello. Who are your friends? Say hello to your friends on the radio, Abigail.
Jack. Yes. Josh and James.
Tony's hanging on the phone. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good morning. Now, Tony's listening to the radio in Appley Bridge. Tell us why you're listening to the radio in Appley Bridge, Tony.
Well, we're just waiting for it to come light so we can crack on at work on a big extension we're doing.
An extension? So you are a builder, yes?
Yeah.
Which, do you have a specific trade? Is there something you're specifically good at, or what?
We're actually bricklayers.
Right, OK. So that's terrific in this kind of weather, I'm sure.
Oh, great, yeah.
Do you ever wish you were like a Sparky or something like that? He wants everything
I wish I was a bricky in Australia, really.
That would be nice. You see, it's one of those jobs, I assume, that in the summer, you lap it up, but then once it comes to winter, no, not quite so good. OK. Well, who do you work for, by the way, Tony?
It's A&P Bricklayers from Wigan.
Fantastic. We'll also give them some PR. Right, so, Tony, we've got a couple of County Stand tickets for Tommy Whittle Chase Day at Haydock on Saturday. What are the kids describing here? Have a listen.
They're useful on Christmas Day. You put them in the tree.
You have them with a Christmas meal.
They can come in any colour.
Shape or size.
It goes bang.
What are they describing, Tony?
Are they crackers?
It's a Christmas cracker.
It is a Christmas cracker, yes. Splendid. Well done, Tony. You're going off to the races at Haydock on Saturday. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Hope this weather eases up for you and it gets light soon so you can crack on, my friend. Thanks for coming on the radio. Now, I mentioned this earlier on. Let's get some more information on it, shall we, on how you can help someone you've never met before this Christmas. And the person who's going to tell us more is Ron Helsby. Who's Ron Helsby, you tell me, you ask me? Well, Ron is the Executive Director at the World of Glass in St Helens. Just explain to us what you've been organising and what's happening over the next week or so. What are you doing?
We decided that there were people that within the borough that are less fortunate than us, and everybody's feeling a pinch on their purse strings at the moment. And we sort of look towards what we could do for people who were homeless or at risk of being homeless over the Christmas period. And then Hannah Longworth, who's our curator, decided that she would start this initiative of getting people to bring in hats, scarves, gloves and socks for people. They don't have to be wrapped up. We will wrap them. And we've got a little box where people can put them in. And it's just our way of actually giving something back, really.
Let me quote you directly from the Telegraph this morning. It may be easier to decorate them, but the trend for spindly tops and bushy bottoms, where am I going with this, on this year's batch of Christmas trees is no accident, according to growers. 2 mild winters have meant fewer branches are growing at the tops of the 2014 crop of Christmas trees because they've been growing upwards too quickly.
All right.
Have you got a real one or a fake one?
Fake one.
Yeah, we got a fake one as well, with the lights built in, because I was so fed up of trying to get them positioned in the right place. So we invested in one that's got the lights, but so it's really, all we've got to do is just put on...
Plug it in.
Plug it in and stick on a few bubbles. Are you proud of yours? I mean, ours is okay.
I left it to the kids. And they've... It's all right, actually.
It's okay.
There's a few of the same kind of... Same set of bauble all in one area, but it's not too bad.
I just have this image of all these Christmas trees with a big bottom.
The Kim Kardashian tree.
And also hello to Janine and the team at St Helens College. I was down there yesterday afternoon to collect a load of toys with our mate Neil, and unbelievable again. It was so good. And there was like a little carol concert around it as well, which was fantastic. And while everybody was there, if you were there yesterday, we got them all in the festive spirit in a simple way. Here they are. There we go, the stars at St Helens College getting all festively, whether they liked it or not. Thank you. Friday! Right, yesterday, you went up to Wigan Royal Infirmary. Not because you were poorly,
no.
Because...
The Wigan players are up there handing out some Christmas presents to all the kids on the Rainbow Ward.
Of course they were. And this is what happened when Chris joined the likes of Emerson Boyce, Chris McCann and Roger Espinosa on the ward.
Little thing I would like to do in the community every year, and it's, I'm really glad that we can carry on doing it. And you know, a little simple gesture from us means a lot to the people that's on this ward. So, yeah, to put a little bit of smile on the kids' faces is fantastic.
We found many Wigan fans here.
There have been a few Everton fans. They shouted out, but nice. You know, it is what it is, and you know, when it comes to things like this, you know, everybody's together. So, yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, I'm a big Wigan fan. It was fabulous to see them. Lovely for them to come and see us.
What gifts did they bring?
A tie for the baby.
Yeah, and, I mean, obviously...
But we just love seeing them. It was just lovely seeing them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's nice because there's nothing doing here as well, so it's nice to see some more faces.
Does it kind of brighten up the...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, yeah.
We're really worried about these twins.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
You didn't know what making everybody, did you? He was having a good look.
Thank you.
It was really lovely them taking time out to come, though. Mm. Fab.
It's nice to come and, you know, just show your support for the kids that are in here and the families that are in here at the minute. You know, it's not an easy time for them. It's quite a tough time for them, what they're going through. And some of the kids are not, you know, too good a shape. So to come and see them with a smile on their face makes it brightens the day a little bit. Being a, you know, a father now, you kind of put things into perspective. You know, that there's a lot more things at stake than football. You know, at this kind of time when you come and see, like, what's happening in here. So, you know, as I said, to come here and see the kids and see them smile, you know, it makes it all about for.
And then who have you got here?
Riley Toft. I think his smile says it all, yeah. I think he's enjoyed it, haven't you?
Did you enjoy it as well, I mean?
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. It was nice, yeah. Surprise, yeah. My husband's a Bolton fan. I like Wigan, yeah.
You also get involved with the community and everything, so...
Yeah.
Good thing.
And what did he bring today?
He brought a baby tablet.
Oh,
Tad Valley, so you'll enjoy that, won't you?
I will.
That'd be nice for you to play with.
Wish we can do it more. It's a great experience. As soon as they asked all the players if we wanted to do it, everybody said no doubt we wanted to come and and show our support. It's a great experience. It's a humble experience, definitely. It's something we're looking forward to, and all the guys, as you can see, are excited, and it's just nice seeing all the kids and everyone here and the hospital really happy.
Does it take your mind off a bit about what's going on the football pitch at the moment?
Yeah. It definitely shows you a different side of life. You know, it's not always being on the pitch and thinking about football. You know, there's other stuff in life that we also want to worry about, and this is one of them, and it's just a humbling and an amazing experience.
Met a few Wigan fans in today.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see that they're actually supporting us, you know, and are all excited. It's great to hear from them, you know. It just makes us work harder for them, and knowing that we have people supporting us everywhere in Wigan.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good man. This is Mike Hughes, everybody, who is on to win tickets to Haydock Races tomorrow. It's Tommy Whittle Chase Day. We've got a couple of county stand tickets up for grabs. Where are you mobile at the minute, Mike? What are you doing? Where are you going?
I've just dropped my daughter off at work in Lee.
All right, so what, dad's taxi? Or at that age, dad's still dad's taxi?
Absolutely. It's Black Friday today, so she's going out round Lee, Wigan, wherever she can go.
All right. She's right round Lee. What's her name? We better warn all the pubs and stuff. What's her name?
It's Chelsea.
Chelsea, watch out for pubs in Lee. Watch out, Chelsea's coming. So what do you do, Mike? What are you up to? You're working later. What do you do?
It's the busiest day of the year for me. I supply Class 1 drivers to Royal Mail.
I wonder what you're going to say. I thought you were going to say you supply Class 1 drugs. Careful. So I see what you're right. So it is busy. Have you done all your shopping? Is all your shopping on the way to be delivered? Have you got everything set for Santa?
Everything well and truly done. I was done last month, very organised.
Don't tell me that. You're putting me to shame, man. Us men are supposed to stick together and be last-minute haters. Okay,
no,
man,
no.
Let me win you some tickets for the races. We've got the kids on from Sutton Oak Primary School in St Helens. Have a listen to this. What are they describing?
We've got pointy ears.
The diner.
They help with the presents.
They live in the North Pole.
They wear clogs.
They wear hats.
They have pointy toes.
All right, what are they describing, Mike?
I'm hoping they're describing elves.
It's an elf.
It is an elf. Fantastic, Mike. You got yourself a couple of county stand tickets for the racing at Haydock tomorrow, mate. Well done. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
No worries. Drive carefully. Have a great Christmas, Mike.
I will do. Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
Wish FM School Run Song with Small Wonders Day Nursery. Now open on Sutton Road, Peasley Cross and Helens. Wish FM.
OK, now, it's just gone 20 past eight. Now, our star on the School Run Song today is Hannah Hughes in Pemberton. She's already been in school for 35 minutes. She went into school this morning at 7:45, so we had to record this earlier. Why was she in so early?
I'm having breakfast with Santa at school.
Having breakfast with Santa at school? How exciting! So, which school do you go to, Hannah?
St. John's Primary School.
Oh, wow, in Pemberton. So, you are seeing... So, what, do you have breakfast and everything? What's going on?
We have breakfast and then he gives us a candy cane.
Oh, wow. How exciting. What are you going to ask him for Christmas when he asks you what you want? What are you going to ask him for?
Operation Bogan.
I tell you what, have you got... I've tried to play that. You've got to have really, really steady hands. Have you got steady hands? I'm useless. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're good at it, are you? Okay,
yeah.
So which year... How old are you, Hannah?
I'm 9 years old.
You're only nine. Oh, wow. Who's your teacher at school? What's she called?
Miss Myers.
I was just guessing that it was a miss. All right, so who are your who are your best mates at school? Who do you want to say hello to this morning, Hannah?
Michaela, Dakota and... Sophie.
And Sophie. Very good. Hey, Hannah, you have a fantastic Christmas. We're going to sort you out with a family ticket to go and see Jack and the Beanstalk at St Helens Theatre Royal. And before you go, you need to pick your school run song that all your mates can listen to on the way while you're having breakfast with Santa. What song do you want to hear?
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Great. You have a fantastic Christmas, Hannah. Thanks for coming on The Breakfast Show.
Bye.
Right, it is the start of the World Darts. Started last night. Now, normally we wouldn't mention darts, but three of the stars who are playing at Ali Pally over the next couple of weeks are from St Helens. So we thought we'd get a couple of them on over the next few days, and we'll start with Dave Chisnell.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play darts!
Let's see if we can pick up some tips. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, welcome to Wish FM, Dave.
Thank you.
You're not doing bad for a bloke from St Helens. This is going all right, isn't it, for you? Top eight in the world. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good. I've been playing very steady for the last 2 years. Last year at the Worlds, I didn't have a good Worlds, but I'm hoping to put that to my men's, like,
I mean, it is the work. That's why we got you on this morning, because for those of us that only kind of pick up darts every now and then, we get into the big stuff. This is the one that captures the imagination around Christmas time. Just when we watch it on the telly, it looks great. What's the describe the atmosphere to us, Dave, when you walk out there, Ali Pally?
Oh, it's amazing. Best feeling in the world. You just, once you get onto the walk on, from that moment, just goosebumps all over. It's really, really good.
Why darts, by the way? I forgot to ask you that. Why did you take up darts?
I don't really know, actually. Just one of my mates asked me to practice with him when I was a young lad, and I took it from there, and I just knew I was going to be good at it.
You got a lot to thank him for, haven't you? Although, having said that, you must be gutted that you didn't play in the era of Bullseye, because you made a fortune. Think of all the motorboats that you could have helped people win. That would have been amazing, wouldn't it? So give me some top tips, because I've never played darts. I'll be honest. Chris, you might be able to tell me out here, because Chris, the other Chris here who does our news, told me the other day that he used to play in his pub darts team, but he hasn't played for a bit. And I've got, just as the tournament's going on over the next few days, I've managed to find one of those magnetic dart boards for us to have a little play in the studio. So just while my colleague Chris isn't listening, and for those of us who've never played, just give me a couple of tips.
A top tip? Just don't play the player when you go up there. Just keep focused all the time. The crowds can take you off your game a little bit. Just keep relaxed, follow through, and try not to pull your darts when you're throwing them.
I'm kind of getting that. Right, well, we'll see if we can sort that out. I'll see if I can beat him with your top advice, Dave. We're going to be following you. I don't rate my chances. What do you reckon your chances are at the Worlds this year? How confident are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I've got to play a young lad at first round, and we'll just take one game at a time, so don't want to give up no clues what I'm going to do.
Excellent. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and Steve and Michael as well. We hope you have a great couple of weeks, and all the best from us. And we'll hopefully catch up with you over the festive period, Dave. All right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on.
All right, see you, mate. Bye.